We're back. You're listening to Davin's Den, filling in for Davin's Den. We're a replacement of us.
Gosh, I hope we do okay.
I wonder when they're going to be back. Oh, here we are.
We're back. On the very first break we took, I forgot to mention, it was a brand new track that we played, so I should mention it now. It was that was Tenzai with their single Fall in Love. Tenzai with their single Fall in Love.
Cool.
And on this last break, the first song that you heard was Jennifer Brenning, Miracle, and Justin Fay, Diamond in the Mud, which I believe is where that engagement ring that Joe bought can be found.
Wow.
What, you don't think so?
No, I think that's going to be at pawn shop.
Yeah, well, maybe. You could probably get 50, 75 bucks for that. It'd be nice.
They call it Diamond in the Rectum.
It's kinky.
Yeah, really.
So we are not going to do the sexy fan fiction?
Yep.
We're not going to do that. We'll do that in the future.
Yeah.
So
the future.
I guess you got to stick around for that if that's something you really want to know about. Well, yes. You could do your own damn research. Those are your options.
We're a lazy show. Do your own damn research.
Entertain yourselves. We've done enough. Yes. We're here. Go.
No, we'll have that segment another time.
Yes, Pips made an executive decision.
Yes, we will.
We will have that segment another time. I'm going to play the Scambusters theme music. We will do some scam busting with Ann Jackson, who is in the middle of being baited and not the type that Joe enjoys. A bad type of bait. So Pip will come up with the categories while the music plays, and you guys can all weigh in, and I will read, and we'll do the end of the show and get the fuck out of here.
Such enthusiasm.
Oh, wait. I thought you were going to play the music.
The music's playing.
Oh, okay. So, well,
your categories.
Okay. Mr. Davin is category number one. Category number two is fucking liar. And category number three, a new entry.
Now, is that what I'm going to say to Rabbi? Or is this the Scambusters
thing? Oh, that's right. We're doing Scambusters. Nice.
Funny.
Category number three, a new entry, gold bars.
Gold bars. Not Goldbergs.
No, not Goldbergs. Is that what she calls them? Goldbergs?
No, not Goldbergs.
Not Goldbergs. No. We're done with them. Gold bars.
He's selling. It's not like we parted ways angrily.
No.
It's not like a marriage where we got to see a mediator and see if we can.
We're done with them.
It's not like we're sitting next to the bagel slicing machine. It's fine.
I know. Can't get any more conditions or Sloppy Joes.
You got Sloppy Joe. Comes every Tuesday. Enjoy him.
Here he is. So wait. So now, what do you think, Joe?
Okay, Mr. Davins, I'm going to go three.
Okay. How many fucking liars?
I'm going to go five.
Okay. Wow. How many gold bars?
I'll go two.
Okay. I'm going to say five Mr. Davins, two fucking liars, and two gold bars. And we have Joe's girl weighing in with four Mr. Davins, two fucking liars, and one gold bar.
Again, is she talking about members of the show? The rabbi story? I'm confused by this segment tonight.
I think the fucking liars meant us.
Oh.
But wait, she's only got two fucking liars. I think that would be you and me, Davin, since it's Joe's girl.
No, she knows him best. She's not fooling herself. It is what it is.
Tom says, three Mr. Davins, four fucking liars, and no gold bars. Oh, interesting. Okay.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
To me, it is. And that's all that matters.
Yeah, well, you think birds spinning around is interesting, so.
Well, the bird thought so, too.
I don't think it did. It's bleeding from its beak.
Poor thing.
Stupid. All right. So this is, now remember, Anne is being scam-baited.
Yes.
So this is Anne writing to the scam-baiter. I will forward you what you, I will forward what you reply to me. I really do not know it well. Yeah, I guess she's going to like be the middle person we've established this between her authorities.
Okay.
I will resend it because they know your scammers are hackers. I am not sure of it now. They're very good, this Brown and Interpol. They know! They're hackers!
Yeah.
Did you hear that cough? They're hackers.
Yeah. they're getting into all her information.
Yes. Please ask Interpol how much you need to pay and to pay to where. I really do not know. Thanks. So then the beta writes to Anne, I will wait for their official reply. Sure, they have lots of complaints. I'm sure they have lots of complaints to go through.
Stacks and stacks.
little backlog.
Two minutes
scam in place.
Work.
Yeah, we're thinking of bringing another guy in.
That's true, but what they say about us. We're not lazy.
Yeah, we're calling in the team from Bergenfield. We can't handle this alone.
Nice. So then Anne responds 2 minutes later. True, one victim already opened the case file.
Oh, great.
She lost so much money, like you. I really feel sad for all this. I do hope the criminals can be arrested soon. This is what I hope. So
you always do hope criminals will be arrested.
soon.
So then the Bader...
They've been parking illegally all over the place. You must bring them to justice.
So then this is IC3 Cybercrim at cyberservices.com.
Cybercrim.
Yes. Writing to the Bader.
Okay.
Mrs. Whatever. Your scammers have been traced to the Republic of Ghana, and we're busted.
We're busted.
They meant were, but, you know, making a fit.
We're busted.
Or where they were busted.
I don't know. One Chima Opkara, a.k.a. Alihaji Bamba.
Alihaji Bamba.
Well, Alihaji Bamba.
Well, you always want an alias so nobody catches on to your real name.
And you want it to be something that won't stand out.
What was that name again?
Well, it was Chima Opkara,
right.
a.k.a. Alhaji Bamba.
Alhaji Bamba.
Is the head. Was apprehended yesterday. Big smiley face. Look at the big smile. That's what makes it official.
That's great.
Little emoji. Like you're talking with your girlfriend and you're 16. Blowjob, you say?
Smile.
After you get off work, big emoji.
Yeah, I forgot we were back doing a regular tonight. Like, well, you got to edit. Oh, no, we can talk about that. Yeah.
Blowjobs all around.
That's
Joe.
Right.
And she sends her the open mouth emoji.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
We advise you to open your case file with the local police immediately so your funds can be retrieved from the bank where it is and be sent back to you. Your case file, your case fill, who has time for spell check?
No.
Your case fill will be open immediately. We receive the case file fees, which is $2,500.
That has been consistent.
And they made sure they spelt that right.
Oh, yeah.
Which will be sent to the local Interpols in Ghana, since your scammers are now based in Ghana, and we have contacted the Interpol there. The Interpol agent's name is David Moore.
Ah.
Now, as you recall, with Anne, now Anne should have picked up on this, but as you recall, David Moore was supposed to be FBI in Ghana.
Oh, they slipped up.
Yeah. Which is shocking for a scammer.
It is.
They're usually so on point.
And I love the continuing theme. Anne should have picked up on this.
Yeah.
It's not a phrase, but...
She's usually so on top of things.
If Anne should have picked up on this, and that was a category, you know, Davin says 35, Joe says 75, Joe's girl says 93, Pips... yeah, because
207.
Yeah.
The Interpol agent name is David Moore, Accra, Ghana, amount $2,500. Regards, Brown. So this is the guy pretending to be Brown Cotton.
And from Accra.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, David Moore's in Accra.
Oh, okay.
But David Moore's been in Accra.
Yes.
But he was supposed to be in the FBI working with Brown. But, you know, fuck it.
Oh, you know.
That's too much details. Just roll.
Where's my sheet? Fuck it. Nobody's paying attention.
Nobody's
and Joe doesn't play... clarinet. Joe plays the clarinet. Nobody will fucking notice. And Pip's a dog lover. Who the fuck's paying attention to that shit anyway?
No, Tom's weighing in. No, you're wrong. No, I'm kidding.
What?
He knows all the history of the show. Whatever.
It's getting warm by that Yule log, Joe.
Yeah,
crackle.
So then the Bader writes to IC3 Cybercrim, Mr. Brown, thank you so much for the update. This has made my New Year seem a bit brighter knowing this criminal has been busted with a devil emoji. It's got horns.
I sure love their emojis
because that's
over there.
How you
that was the Bader emoji back.
And that's what you send to the government. Yeah.
I am 150 miles away from the nearest Western Union or MoneyGram, and my schedule won't allow me to travel this distance right now. Actually, I actually could send this right away online today by bank transfer if provided with details to transfer to the bank account. Please advise sincerely. Mm. So she wants to get whatever mule they're using, whatever bank to get from Brown.
Uh-huh.
So then this is from David Moore writing to her. Home sex cybercrime. Attention, Mrs. Blood. Account transfer will take 2 weeks, and the case will be late to file. Kindly send the fees only through Western Union money transfer online. You can send it online with the name and address given. Then it gives the Western Union and find the locations in Ghana. Name, David Moore. 30 Owoshi Lane, City Accra. I'm guessing that's probably where Stupid lives.
Oh.
Country Ghana. Look at this. Look at the balls. Country Ghana. Little devil emoji.
No. Oh, my God.
You're being fucked. See, I'm smiling.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Things the rabbi says to you.
Same mustache. Same little pointy ears and horns, too, Joe. Amount 2,500. Now, this is a test question for who, and then there's the answer. Regards, Brown.
Oh, my God.
So then she writes back to Brown. Mr. Brown, I'd be very happy to pay you by Western Union, but because of an upcoming major surgery on January 2nd and family here to stay with me after the surgery, due to the health issues and type of surgery, I'm afraid I won't be able to make the trip until at least the 4th of February or until my doctor gives me clearance to return to normal activities. I would really like to see justice done and get my money returned.
Wait a second. Does she know Sickly Sue?
It is kind of the same game. I want to get this going ASAP. Please, would you please make an exception due to my health and let me get this to you by bank transfer? Everybody's jockeying for position.
Yeah.
So I see Brown comes back. Here's the account number. Kindly proceed and send us to the payment copy as soon as possible. Account name, Michael Chichok Bunar. I believe we have a real name.
Really?
Of somebody.
Yeah, but do you remember when I had that thing at the day program where they were pretending that I had to do a transfer, and I checked up on and I pretended that I was going to do it, and so they gave me the name of a person, and the police told me that, you know what, they never, that person is not probably the person that's getting the money, that's their middleman.
Right, but I'm saying it's a real name of somebody.
It might be the real name of somebody.
It could be somebody involved. Yeah. Account name, Mikhail Chogi Benur. It gives the account number.
Yeah, wow.
What a stupid skin.
Wow.
UBA Ghana. Again, little devil sign. Every time we mention Ghana, there's a little devil emoji.
What is with that Ghana devil?
Apparently, they know there's a fucking going on. They give the bank SWIFT codes. The branch name is Ring Road. They give the address. It's opposite the Swiss school. Accra 12345. I don't know about that. Confirm and get back to us now. So she writes back, Mr. Brown, I'm having trouble with this transfer going through. I've tried several times in my online banking saying this account is blocked from international transfer. Is there another bank account I can send it to? And again, a little devil sign. I don't know.
Why are they doing this back and forth? This is a little crazy.
It's endearing.
I don't make a joke. I think that might be.
I never
be...
did. 45 minutes of lecture, you say. I just try to please
or
you.
Or berating.
Anyway, the case may be.
But what you just said, that might be an endearment thing.
Yeah, but they're doing it back and forth at each other now, I guess. I don't know.
Is she flirting with the FBI agent?
I don't think so. It's a very...
I think it's a comfort thing. You know,
This devil is not comforting.
It's a little weird that they're doing this back and forth. I don't understand that at all. And it's not... I thought maybe this was something that it was like some other kind of... You know, you type some characters and all of a sudden emojis pop up. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought maybe it was some kind of... You know, they're both making the same mistake, but they're random.
No, you have to go out of your way to... You know, you have... Yeah. There's actually an emoji. At least on, you know, my phone, if you send an emoji, there's a button.
Yeah.
Emoji, you know, where...
You look for the images.
Now, with that in mind, why would they be in cahoots with each other? Because they're sending money to each other. I understand that. It's just it's a little confusing. It's confusing as well.
So then this is written. I'm trying to think. I guess this is from Brown. It gives the account number. Standard Chartered. Great, because they wanted another bank account. It gives another bank account. Standard Chartered Bank, Malaysia. So now we've seen Ghana and Malaysia. We know a lot of scams come out of Malaysia.
Yeah.
Gives a SWIFT code. Name, Norfazilla Binti MD and No.
Irish guy.
Gives the bank address, which is in... What do you care about the bank address? But it's in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm. And why would a person not find this very suspicious?
Well, remember, this is the Bader's actually eliciting information now.
Yeah.
From the scammer. Bader's doing a good job.
Yeah.
So then the Bader writes to Ann, thank you so much. I got the info from Mr. Brown to start the case, but I go in for surgery on January 2nd and need to work something out for a bank transfer, hoping he'll make an exception due to my health. I confided in a male friend of mine about being scammed, and he told me he, too, has recently been scammed. His 76-year-old, he's 76 years old, he can't type well or see the screen, but he's fine on Skype. If someone could help him, can you let me know if there's someone who could speak to who you trust? So she's trying to get more.
So, wait a minute. So, her friend...
It's a fucking story. It's not true.
I know, but I'm... Oh, okay, because I'm like...
She's trying to get more out of Anne.
Yeah.
Trying to find out more of these scammers.
Oh, okay, because I'm thinking her friend, the male Helen Keller, got himself scammed. How did he manage? But, okay, I get it.
You would do well in Japan. So then this is from Anne to the Bader. Subject, my scam. Sent on December 31st. So now there's tracking opened. I think she's doing an IP address search here. I think that's what's going on here.
That's what Anne's doing?
Yeah. Somebody's doing it. I don't know. Somebody's tracking it.
Okay.
So then this goes from, this is from the Bader to Brown. My bank has been locked out due to too many failed attempts. That one seems to have a limit on international transfers, devil emoji. I can only send $500 or less without providing a signature at a bank branch, which our banks in the States will be closed until the 2nd due to the holiday. But won't do me any good, good to go, as I will be admitted for surgery early that day. So I can either send one payment at a time, or you can provide another bank account that I may send one lump sum to. Or I can send to you on February 4th, but can we open the case while we wait? Happy New Year!
Wow.
Beta's doing a nice job over here.
Yeah, yeah. Can you give me more information?
Yeah. So then I think what happens is the Bader's tracking the IP address, and it's coming from Ghana.
Right.
So then Brown goes to her, send it there at a time. He gives the email, please, you can do whatever you wish. We do not have any more account number for you to play with again. Big smiley face.
For you to play with us again. You're screwing around on the computer.
Well, maybe the scammers are onto her.
Maybe.
Mr. Brown, I'm so sorry this has happened. I've done the best I can trying to get you these funds. I really want to get this taken care of now and get this open. I'm desperate to get my money back. I go in for surgery tomorrow and really want your help. Please. I have an old friend I confided in who was also scammed. He would like some help also with his case. Isn't there anything you can do to help us? He has offered to help me if I want to do the Western Union. I can transfer the $2,500 to his bank account, and he's agreed to send for me. And if you can help me him too, he will send his payment along with mine. They're sweetening the pot.
Yeah.
I really need your help, Mr. Brown. Please, let me know as soon as possible what the fee is also for my friend. If he needs to contact you and where you want these fees sent, I want to move forward with this as quick as I can since I will be in the hospital for a few days. Please, Mr. Brown. Crying emoji.
Oh, crying emoji. Right. Okay.
Yeah. So now we're seeing the reverse of the scammer game. The Bader is putting the pressure.
Yeah, yeah. Also that crying emoji is like upset. That's kind of trying to get them off the pot.
Right.
You know, trying to get an immediate response, if you will.
Yeah, I'm really trying to send you money, so help me out.
Yeah.
So Brown responds, you have the details with you. He can contact me and send the fees with the name of the agent, Mr. David Moore. You have the details. Regards, Mr. Brown.
Oh, so I'm not going to give you any more information. Right. You already have it.
Right. She writes, thank you, Mr. Brown. Okay, I will have him contact you via this email address and the payment details to Mr. Moore for sending the money. She continues, Mr. Brown, I've called my friend. Here it is, the contact info. He is 76 and he won't be able to read your emails. He doesn't see that well. Could you please have someone contact him on Skype? So she's trying to get the old video chat, which
nice.
We've accomplished on this show.
That's very good. Nice. That's a good ploy.
The Bader's doing a nice job over
yeah.
here.
Yeah, I wonder if she has the old man ready to go.
Big shit-eating grin emoji.
Good, nice.
He's on that line now, please, as he's willing to get the payments to you as soon as possible. So there's a new email, investments@financier.com, and she gives the Skype investments. So then Brown writes, we are very sorry that we can't open contact elsewhere apart from here. If you are ready to send the fees, kindly do so and send us the payment details here. We can't contact anyone. If not, please do not contact us again. A very angry red emoji.
Ooh. Oh, wow. So he's just like, you know what? Stop fucking around.
Hey, you're wasting my time and trying to get my money and information. I don't like that at all. What, are you trying to scam me?
Yeah, I know. That's almost what it sounded like.
Who do you think you are?
Is this some sort of a ploy?
Who do you think is scamming here?
I almost have a feeling in my gut that you might not be who you say you are.
What?
What? So, Bader writes to Brown. Well, I'm surprised for such highly rated as the FBI is. I'm very disappointed in your response, Mr. Brown. Devil. Devil emoji.
Devil emoji. You're to the FBI.
The highly rated FBI. What is it? Fucking Yelp? What'd you find? You find the FBI on TripAdvisor? They're getting bad reviews all of a sudden?
I'm gonna contact the Better Business Bureau about you.
I find it very disarming that you don't provide help to your own citizens. Well, we are. There's my nephew who's going to get a new iPhone.
Yeah. Right.
My niece is going to get a new dress. I'm trying to support. Help you, but you yeah. bitch you or cock, whatever. You have your own name.
You bitch cock.
You bitch cock. Better be safe, you're right. I find it very disarming that you don't provide help to your own citizens here in the U.S. I needed, blank, 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 help because I am unable to get to Western Union at this time. And he's willing to do it, but he needs to speak with someone, I guess a friend. And time is wasting in order for me to get this money to you. It's the same exact game.
yeah. Just back at you. You know, but the thing is, I love how she's being, like, putting the pressure on them. Like, I thought you were better than this, Mr. FBI. Can you imagine if you were talking to the actual FBI like this and you were sending them devil emoji emails? You would have
the FBI would go, we're not. We're not better than what you thought.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we're
it's
going to
be a battering ram coming through your door with agents.
Listen, woman, there's been cuts. You're fucking happy. You're lucky I have a computer.
Yeah, we don't have time to go to your house. We're gonna set up a file. That'll show you.
So Brown writes to the Bader, kindly give him the details of David Moore to send the fees. You can forward the payment details here, and we'll proceed ASAP. Mr. Brown! Her friend is only happy to comply. He's just being cautious, and I don't blame him. If this is the case, kindly, in quotes, provide me with a copy of your ID, please, and we'll go from there.
Oh.
With a devil of
devil emoji.
I don't know why that gets a devil. Am I misreading the devil emoji? Is it really just a little me? Am I involved?
No, it's absolutely devil emoji. Mm. That's so bizarre.
That is bizarre. I like how Pip has to take off her glasses to read.
Oh, don't even talk about this prescription. Oh, my God.
See, really, I was going to do a 20-minute segment on it.
Yeah, we should.
Did you see the emojis, Nana?
Only if I looked really close.
So, Brown writes to the Bader, we can provide copies of all ID after fees have been sent to open a case file for you. Regards, listen, stupid. Yeah, you'll get all the pretty pictures of stolen IDs that you want. We're just gonna need that $2,500.
we'll send you all the doctored documents you want to say as soon as we get some money.
Exactly, we're gonna have to get photocopies. We have to go to Kinko's.
Yeah, it's like, do you know how much Photoshop costs? Come on, give me a break.
So now the Bader writes to Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown, I think you're a fake, and I don't like being played for a fool.
Hmm.
This is not going well at all.
No.
I will seek professional help elsewhere. Any good agent would gladly show his idea. You, sir, are a fraud. Thanks for wasting my time. And an emoji I don't understand.
And
neither will they.
Fuck you or something like that, you know?
So
an emoji I don't understand. Can I see what it looks like?
Yeah, but I don't, well, after I read the next one.
Okay.
Then you can look at both of them. So then Brown writes to the Bader, you're welcome if you think so, with a big shit-eating grin, green one.
I don't what the hell? It looks angry. It looks like a little like, rrr,
maybe it's inflamed.
I don't know. I think it needs a cream or something.
and then there's no correspondence for a few days.
Okay.
And then this is from Anne to the Bader. How are you? I hope you are fine after surgery. About your case. I sent mail to Mr. Brown and told her your situation. You know, pronouns can be used any which way.
Yes. Absolutely.
About your friend. Does he also lose much money? Please tell me. I will describe the situation to IC3. What do you think? I hope you are fine. So this is like this is the Brown Cotton Whisperer.
Yeah.
You know, Anne is to Brown as Joe is to Trump. If you're not understanding what exactly is being said, you need the middle person to explain the shit.
Anne will explain it for us.
Exactly. Everybody needs an Anna or a Joe in your life to explain. Not everybody can understand everything. Pip understands female cardinals. Joe understands Trump. Anne understands Brown.
There you go.
This is what I need in my life.
Everybody has meaning in their life now.
I don't understand a lying rabbi. But what do I don't know much?
You need a rabbi splainer.
I do. Well, I'll bring Joe. All right, so then she writes, the Bader writes to Anne, I'm doing okay. We'll take some time to recover, but going well. Mr. Brown is not very helpful, devil's emoji. I tried my best to get it done before the surgery, but it didn't happen. As for my friend, yes, he lost a lot of money, $100,000.
Wow.
He's getting up in years and has troubles reading emails and such, but he can Skype. I can see he's online there, but I don't have much energy left to get in touch. Need to rest after catching up with a few things. If someone could please try help him through Skype, I know he would like some help.
Hmm.
And then she gives the Skype the way to get him and the email address.
Okay.
Reminder, he can't read emails or won't be able to read. Only Skype chat. So maybe there's an assistant or something that can help him.
Well, that's interesting. She's saying, oh, he's online now. He's just sitting there going, hello? Hello? I mean, what the hell are you doing?
Waiting.
Is anybody there? Gosh, this jam thing works. Banging it with his hand. Hello? This is so sad.
I don't appreciate you making fun of the imaginary elderly. I think it is in poor taste.
I'm sorry, Pappy.
You know, that could be our next president of the United States you're making fun of over there. It could be fucking Bernie Sanders on the other line with Skype, and you're saying these horrible things about him.
Listen, I have to take my glasses off and on just to be able to function, so I understand. I'm almost an old myself now.
Oh, almost.
Almost.
Oh, not for nothing. When I went to get coffee tonight, the guy goes to me, are you a senior citizen?
Oh, damn.
And I'm like, why, you motherfucker.
Yeah. I got one better for you.
Yeah.
This didn't make the regular part of the show. I forgot.
Yeah.
So I go to Friendly's because my kid graduated another thing in karate.
Oh, nice.
And me and my wife get the same thing. I got the senior discount.
What? Really?
But it's better it happened to me. Because if it happened to my wife, I'd never hear the end of it. She would have been traumatized. I'm like, yeah, save a buck.
I got a senior discount, but it was only because it was the only discount the girl could give me, and we had been chatting for a while, and I had to wait for something, and she felt bad, so she was, like, trying to give me a discount. But I was like...
That and your walker.
If it... I take my teeth out and shaking them at her. But besides that, it was like she was doing that to be really nice. But it's like the first time I get a real one, I'm going to flip my...
I didn't flip out. I just took it in stride.
I'm like, you say 40 cents. That's not the point.
Look at you guys. You guys are much more vain than me.
No, you're younger than us.
You're younger than
wait
us.
Till you get, wait
right,
till you
but,
catch
but,
up.
But I didn't flip out because she's saying I look like a senior. I didn't flip out.
In 10 years, you'll be feeling it harder.
Right, but if I'm younger and I get this, I should be really upset. Like, do I look that old?
No, it was ridiculous that she asked you that. But
no, she didn't ask. I just got the discount on the bill.
Yeah.
According to her, there wasn't a doubt in her mind.
Yeah, at least I was questioned on it.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, but I was like, eh, fuck it.
And the guy goes, well, you said yes, you would have got 30 cents off. I'm not saying yes.
Oh, should have said yes.
As soon as it's believable, I'm saying yes.
It's believable. I'd say yes. I would start immediately.
I just have to not dye my roots anymore, and then I'll be getting discounts left, right, and center.
So then this is on an anti-scam page, and these are some of the comments. So this person who's doing the baiting is going by Scam Fairy. That's the baiter, the Scam Fairy.
Okay.
Scam Fairy, thanks so much. I thought it would just be interesting to see how other people are reacting to Anne, and then we'll get out of here for the
night. Yeah.
Scam Fairy, thanks so much for posting it. This is such a bad case that I decided to split it from Recovery Scam Pile Topic in its own place to get more attention. Fuck, we've made it in 2 years of a show. I cannot believe this woman is doing it. Remember her. I remember her. She was banned from romance scammers a long time ago.
Now they're talking about Anne, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
For trying to put victims in contact with fake Interpol and IC3. At first, I thought she was just a dumb victim not realizing what she was doing.
Well...
Now I see that she was doing it deliberately. She worked together with the scammers. And just to think, she pretends to be an anti-scammer, has her own YouTube channel. And if you can't trust YouTube, kids.
Oh, you know, anybody who has a YouTube scammer, YouTube channel's got to be a scammer.
I got a YouTube channel.
What does that have to, what does that have to do with anything?
We trust you to put really good shit on there.
Yeah, we do.
We know if you have a YouTube channel, you're an upstanding human being. YouTube, we trust.
I have bird videos on mine.
You have what now?
Bird videos.
Yeah. She has her own YouTube channel. Everything looks legitimate.
No, it does
no,
not.
No, you're a fucking moron. Her YouTube movies suck. It's a couple of pictures, some words, and awful music. Trying to like dramatic Yanni music, really. Does it look real stupid? And a dildo looks like a cock, and it's purple. Whatever, stupid. Pay attention, you nitwits. Sorry.
No, you're not. No, sorry, not sorry.
No, but it's like, and it looks so legit, but you're supposed to be an expert, too, and it doesn't.
None of these people are really experts.
Well,
I mean, we're as close to experts as can be.
Sure.
But,
we play the part on radio.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yes.
Yes. And just think, she pretends to be an... I read that. Everything looks legitimate. She doesn't mention cyberservices.com publicly. Slick one. But in private, tried to steer poor victims over there.
Oh.
I think that cyberservices.com is site is closed now. Not sure, though. We'll have to consult with knowledgeable people, but I bet you will come up with a new crap, if not already.
A new crap. I'm going to a new crap. I'm going to come up with a new crap. A really good crap.
And a red frowny, angry emoji. Yeah. These people love emojis.
They do.
We need to keep an eye on that. Hi, I was wondering if I may copy this and put it on my page. I would also like you to know that Ann Jackson was asking me to help this victim file with IC3, the one who called us. She also gave fake Jeffrey Miller's Yahoo ID to discuss my scammer with him so I could give him all my info. After chatting with this man, I told her I did not think he was the real Jeffrey Miller, as his words were broken.
So was his promises.
Gonna need some parentheses to hold those together. Anyway, I swear it is Ann Jackson pretending to be this soldier Jeffrey Miller. And the reason I say this is I chatted with Ann Jackson many times, and always at the end of the conversation, she would say, "See ya." Not something an American ends conversations with.
Sure they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. We might end the show with see ya.
we'll do it deliberately.
We usually say later or goodbye. Do we?
Not always.
Later, because I'm 20.
Yeah, later.
Everybody has their own way to do it. Some people say ciao.
Well, this is deductive reasoning by anti-scammers.
Oh, dear.
They are so on top of things.
Oh, my God. This is the reasoning. Oh, dear.
She also sent me to IC3. They contacted me and told me to send all the info on the scammer in my info to the file, the report. So tonight I get a message from her. Here's what I got. And then there's the name. The scam baiters are... Oh, I guess this is from Anne to the person. The scam baiters are fucking mafias.
Oh, darn.
They are really fucking a-holes. And then the romance scam. And then Anne wrote, so this is from Anne, then the person continues, I go and read and flags start flying. I go get Miller's email, run his email, and it comes back to a scammer. So I don't know what she was up to, maybe using me for a mule for her shady scams. Cyberservices.com is not a website. It's a domain associated with a free email provider, mail.com. It's the same email provider that provides the choice of consultant.com, lawyer.com, and other bullshit. No. And other that's popular with scammers.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, because Anne's being scammed too, because she's a maroon.
Yeah.
Maroon.
Yeah, maroon. Yeah, well, that we know. It's not there. Now they're coming to the conclusion, which I guess others have, that she's been thrown out of groups because she's leading people deliberately to... I'm still thinking that she's just stupid.
Or sick.
Well, yeah.
I think sick and stupid.
Yeah.
Not the name for the show. not a bad name.
Stop. Why are you pointing at us?
I'm not pointing. You know
kidding.
Who you are.
I'm kidding.
All right. So shall we leave it there?
Yeah. With a really disappointing, absolutely nothing on the board result.
You're all a bunch of zilches. Think know how this game goes. Think no. Fucking talking like them. Ugh, I suck. Think no.
Little emoji on that.
Think no. Angry frowny emoji. See ya.
You have broken words.
Wait a minute. See, that's how fucking Michael K calls home runs for the Yankees. He's a scammer.
Say ya. You See know. Ya. Yeah. You have broken words. Devil emoji.
Yes, I do. Sorry, kids.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
You get
nothing. We got zilcho.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, everybody.
But it was still interesting.
Very interesting to see how somebody else is approaching talking to the obvious scammers, and also how she's trying to figure out what is Anne doing,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and coming to her conclusion that Anne is deliberately leading people to this website that she's talking about that is a scammer site.
Well, the one thing we can go, well, Anne is a scammer, is because they screw up. Where David Moore is.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be paying attention. It's not the first time this has happened.
Yeah, but I don't think that she notices subtleties like that.
So, but, I mean, you could point to her and go, well, you know, it's pretty obvious.
You have pointed out really clearly to her that she's talking to emails that aren't correct.
Right, but if she's a scammer or helping them, I could point out anything in the world.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Until
you're pointing to a Hillary, but she's going to be indicted. A Hillary supporter doesn't care.
Right, right.
If you're talking to a Trump supporter, go, the Mexicans aren't going to build the wall. A Trump supporter doesn't care.
Right.
Because you're talking to somebody who wants to believe what they want to believe.
Right, right.
So, you know, they're not going to go against their God.
No, you're right. So, it would be
really... See, I was fair and balanced, Joe.
It would...
it was Hillary and Donald.
Everybody got...
Yeah, but you still, do you really think she's in with the scammers?
I don't think so. I don't think so, but there's certainly enough where you could say.
Yeah. I mean.
If you don't know the back, and this is key, if you don't know the backstory. When we first started this, we were kind of the thing that she might have been.
Right.
I've been talking to her for a very, very long time.
Yeah, and so.
I'm the Anne Whisperer.
Yes.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Good luck with Trump. I'll see you in November with them both.
Well, sometimes you're the Ann yeller, and she yells back.
Yeah, but Joe never yells at Trump.
No, he doesn't.
We're going to need him to yell at Trump. maybe bringing in the nitwit from the half-governor didn't work out, stupid.
Oh, dear God.
Maybe show up at a debate you would have won Iowa, you jackass. See, Joe, he needs you. You can't just be whispering.
You have to yell.
You can't be Southern wife. You have to be Northeastern my wife. And sometimes the tough love go, what are you doing, you asshole? You're doing it all wrong. I love you, but you got to stop.
Wait a minute. That's my script.
Okay.
Okay.
So that was fun.
Yeah, that was really interesting hearing somebody else go to bat at this.
Well, yeah, it's always, you know, it's see somebody, because we review the story and you're wondering, we have our own bias and stuff like mm-hmm. that against it. So it's interesting to see an outside party get their thoughts on Ann.
Right.
Let's thank some people for making this possible.
Okay.
Do you want to feel safe? Do you want to know that you or a loved one can protect themselves if they are ever attacked? Of course! We all want that. Zombie Martial Arts is now expecting. They're expecting. And accepting. Yeah, get there. They're expecting you, jackasses. Go! Accepting men and women for personal instruction in hand-to-hand combat. And attacks by an assailant with a gun, knife, or any other weapon. Never be a criminal's easy target again. Contact Sensei Russ Ferdico today and learn how to begin protecting yourself and your loved ones immediately. Email him at russferdico@yahoo.com. RussFerdico@yahoo.com. With training from Zombie Martial Arts, you can walk with confidence and not walk dead.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining and Italian restaurant. Go there. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights as Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, it's your destination for that special event such as Sweet 16s, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by our pal, Side Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. We've got a great one coming up March 18th starring Max DiCelli from Comedy Central. I've worked with him plenty of times. It's going to be a great show, so check that out. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. Now, they're at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more, give them a call, 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. Hey, you deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions, the company that picks all this together, puts all these smiles on all these faces. They could do it for you. You should go to their website, sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com. Call us on our cell, 551-404-3094. Tell me you heard them on the show. I'll give you a discount. What the fuck? 551-404-3094. I do a professional read for me, don't I?
Yes.
Yes, I'm very professional for me.
So yes. What the fuck?
What the fuck? That should be in every copy.
What the fuck?
You got nothing better to go to Portobello's. What the fuck?
What the fuck? What the fuck? You want a good dinner? What the fuck?
What the fuck? That's what I'm saying. What the fuck? Pip, will Mr. Helix be any place in public?
No.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Joe's got a busy week.
Yes, I'm going to be at Uncle Vinny's tomorrow night through Saturday night, 520 Arnold Avenue in Point Pleasant. Go give him a buzz, check out my page, or go give him a call at 1-877-UNCLE-VIN. Give him a buzz. See you down there Wednesday through Saturday.
Thursday, February 4th, I'll be in Nanuet, New York at the Kitchen Table. I'm going to be headlining that show. I think it sold out a couple of weeks ago.
He's actually going to be at somebody's kitchen table.
That's what, you know what? That's popped into my head, but I shut myself up.
Yet this time,
Joe?
You didn't.
No. No. Joe jumped in for me. Thanks.
That's your excuse?
Yes.
I'm an enabler.
You're something. Number to call, 845-624-2060, 845-624-2060. Friday, February 5th, I'll be in Northumberland, Pennsylvania at the Front Street Station. For tickets, call 570-473-3626. 570-473-3626. It is not my gig anymore. I sold the whole business, so now Rosenblatt can work over my dead body. And when I was alive, it was also dead. I'm back!
I saw that. We got to talk.
Now the stupid ones help. That's what stupid ones.
I like that. That's a good gig. I wanted to get that. I used to go in there to him, and now he is gone, and I want to get back.
And you helped me with him? No, you did not. You never broached it with me, and then you just collected the pencils and handed out the literature. You never want. You knew better than to try to get the Rosenblatt in, and now you want him to get the. No, I do not think so. What about me? He'll be in you later. Yay!
It's a cast of characters.
Don't do Sloppy, because Sloppy sounds too much like the other guy.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to get out of here.
Okay.
It's late. I'm tired. I got shit to do.
He wants to get out of here, and he lives here. Can you imagine how we feel?
Working on nuances between an old retired booker and a fucking towel.
I prefer the towel. Yeah. He's cleaner, and it's a flop towel. Yeah. Friday, February 5th, live comedy in Oak Ridge, New Jersey, Casa Bianca, starring Uncle Floyd. Guess who else is going to be there loitering?
You?
No.
Me.
Oh, goody, good.
Yes.
I'm going to be in Northumberland.
I'm going to be out parking cars.
Pip Helix will be representing Sidespinning Productions. I should give you cards. Do you have cards?
I have cards.
You have cards?
I have cards.
So you come say hello to Pip. It's a lovely show. Uncle Floyd, you'll eat well. Saturday, February 6th, I'll be at the Ramada in Clark Summit, PA. For tickets, text, don't call. I don't know. 570-877-5565.
I got a guy.
maybe it's a pager. I don't fucking know.
he's out in the alley.
Yeah, but I'm going to be there.
Good. You, not in the alley.
No, I won't be in the alley. You guys should come. If I can't make it, I'm sure they'll call the agency, and the agency can fill somebody else in, and horrible shenanigans will happen.
Do we have to be Jewish?
You don't have to be Jewish.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow, Shiva with Phil.
Okay. Shiva with Phil.
Joe, I want stingers. Yeah. next week, Valentine's Day, love fails.
Oh,
always
yeah.
good when we do that countdown. Yeah. You remember the countdown?
Yes.
Good stuff. And then you got to find something out of your own personal thing. Usually it's an ex calling me an asshole on a Valentine's Day card. But everybody's got to find their own. This year there should be no short supply, Joe. I really am expecting you to be the piece de la resistance for that bit.
I'm going to pick a fight with my husband just so I have something to bring.
That's what I love, the dedication.
Thank you.
It's been
it's
fun.
It's all for the show.
It's been fun. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.
See ya.